From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. At least 20 people are dead after Tropical Storm Erica ripped through the Caribbean island of Dominica. Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says searches are underway to find people who are missing.
I give you my pledge that we shall not cease until contact is made with every community and a full account is given of every single missing person.
At least three southern states are making preparations for possible close encounters with Tropical Storm Erica next week. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could weaken to a tropical depression tomorrow, but Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency as a precaution, saying the storm poses a severe threat to the entire state. Smoke from wildfires in the Pacific Northwest has gotten so bad that elementary and high schools in Montana are canceling recess and athletic events. Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney says team trainers will decide Saturday whether to cancel the University of Montana's opening day football game in Missoula.
Environmental officials have consistently rated air quality in several western Montana towns as unhealthy to very unhealthy for over a week now. In a couple of towns, it's spiked to hazardous, meaning health experts recommend against anyone exerting themselves outdoors. Jim Germany, the high school athletic director in the town of Libby, is limiting outdoor sports practices and says the elementary school is taking precautions too.
So if the hourly report starts moving up into the unhealthy region, then they don't go outside for recess, and all PE has to be inside.
Children and people with asthma are especially susceptible to the high levels of particulate pollution wildfires generate. The smoke is especially acute in Montana's mountain valleys. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says he'll introduce gun control legislation that requires background checks for all gun purchases. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, the governor says it's a common-sense measure that most Americans support.
McAuliffe says more stringent gun laws are the right thing to do for Virginia and for the nation.
There are too many guns in America, and there's clearly too many guns in the wrong hands.
The governor spoke after meeting with the staff of WDBJ. Two of the station's reporters were killed by a gunman during a live broadcast. That shooter did pass a background check, and McAuliffe concedes that stronger gun laws may not have stopped that bloodshed, but closing loopholes could make a difference.
If we could have background checks and one individual is prohibited from buying a firearm, and we save a life, then it's worth doing it.
The father of one of the victims is also speaking out for tougher gun laws. Ada Peralta, NPR News.
On Wall Street at the close Friday, the Dow was down 11 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 15, the S&P 500 was up a point. This is NPR News in Washington. School districts in Pennsylvania that depend on state aid are taking drastic measures to open their doors on time. Laura Benchoff of member station WHYY reports that school systems are in a bind because lawmakers are now 2 months late in passing a state budget.
Chester Upland is a financially struggling school district outside of Philadelphia. With no money flowing from state coffers, district officials say they can't make payroll, so teachers like Michelle Pollack voted to work without pay.
How do you allow students to have the possibility of not opening public school doors? That's insane.
Meanwhile, Philadelphia, the largest school district in the state, is taking out a $275 million loan to cover its costs. Education funding is a key sticking point in the budget impasse. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf wants to add $400 million to the education budget. The Republican-controlled legislature is focused on reining in pension costs. For NPR News, I'm Laura Benchoff.
Civil rights activists are marking the 60th anniversary of the death of Emmett Till. The Black Chicago teenager was beaten to death after he was accused of whistling at a white woman. Spoken word artist Jay Ivey recited a poem during the gravesite memorial service for Till.
From Bronzeville to Harlem, from Motown to Compton, down to the A and the Big Easy, this is merely a reminder that we are Black history in the making, so make your history.
Participants in Friday's memorial service included the mother of slain Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.